The social networking site Twitter has been especially popular among the Illini men's basketball team. Players used the website to text message each other in front of a worldwide audience. You could find out who was shooting baskets or lifting weights at the Oven practice facility, and who was chillin' with a game of PlayStation. But you won't be getting the inside dish from players anymore. Earlier this month, Twitter leaked two big stories concerning Illini basketball. Coach Bruce Weber conferred with university administrators and decided to pull the plug on tweets.
It's one thing to text your buddies and tell them something. It's another thing to Twitter, statewide, nationally, whatever, whoever's on yours. And that's what I don't think they always think about. They don't realize who the audience is, including it could be the media. And then something that was very innocent and meant to be funny or spur of the moment becomes a major controversy. And Twitter, Facebook, any of those things have caused some problems.
First, it was the Jeff Jordan comeback story. That leaked when forward Mike Davis, username IlliniBala24, tweeted, "Welcome back," to username AirJordan13. That's air, as in testamentary. Within an hour, the Illini Nation had an inkling that something was up. Then we learned that Nana Egwu, a junior from Chicago's St. Ignatius High School, verbaled his decision to play for Illinois. Neither story is bad news for Illinois, but the university sports information director, Kent Brown, must be cautious about who drives the message on the information superhighway.
Twitter, just like anything, it's how it's used and how people take advantage of it. And like a teenager gets a new car, drive it responsibly, and there's never any issues. But if you're irresponsible and you come home late, usually there's a repercussion.
That teenagers will post their every thought on websites is not entirely bad. For example, Illini assistant coach Jarence Howard says it helps a lot with recruiting.
You get to know a person really well over, you know, the different posters that they put up. So when they get on campus, you can kind of have a good feel of what they're about and, you know, their dislikes and their likes.
Does that mean you spend a lot of time reading it?
Yes. I mean, that's, you know, I check my recruiting sites and my email. I'm checking my Twitter pages.
So it's a blessing and a curse. For now, the team is grounded, their Twitter keys taken away. In a final message to the web, senior Dominique Keller thanked fans for reading and invited them to come back in April when basketball season is over. I'm Rob McCauley.